As any Magrathian coastline designer will tell you, creating a whole new world requires more than just spaced-out characters and unearthly sound effects. Douglas's fantastical world was no exception. It was lovingly crafted right down to all the little fiddly bits, things about which their creator was almost inhumanly preoccupied.
There's a very obsessive bit of me that kind of needs to get things right, or if not right, at least defensible in some logical way. And the clearest example of this I can think of was in inventing the Babel fish. Now, it struck me that I couldn't just say, well, everybody in the galaxy speaks English the way they do in Star Trek or whatever. And if I was going to... Therefore, you've got to address the subject of language. And if you're going to say, well, I mean, maybe they could just have a gizmo with them that translates, but how does that work? You know, you've got to be able to defend it somehow. You know, you've got to be able to say, well, this is actually how it works. And I spent ages and ages and eventually came up with this really quite detailed piece of logic about how the Babel fish worked, and then actually had to make it funny as well.
The Babel fish is small, yellow, leech-like, and probably the oddest thing in the universe. It feeds on brainwave energy, absorbing all unconscious frequencies and then excreting telepathically a matrix formed from the conscious frequencies and nerve signals picked up from the speech centers of the brain. The practical upshot of which is that if you stick one in your ear, you can instantly understand anything said to you in any form of language. The speech you hear decodes...
Now, normally speaking, I mean, you see an awful lot of, science fiction films where, nobody's thought through anything. They just sort of said, oh, well, we call it a phaser array or a this or a that, and screw it, what does it mean? You know, who cares? Which really irritates me, because I think, now, hang on, you've got to think this through. But actually, it's... I guess people don't have to, but I have to. I have to go in and somehow construct something that's defensible. I mean, it's exhausting being me sometimes. I mean, you sort of get yourself into sort of such knots about this stuff and thinking that, you know, if you haven't solved this problem, if you haven't got this right, that, you know, it'll just appear to be sort of pathetic. I mean, I think I should probably go and see Anthony Clare about this now.